Good morning. It's not quite 20 after 7. It's Erwin Haught, second vice president of ACB Ohio, and I'd like to welcome you to the second day of our 2014 convention. I'd also like to welcome the listeners on ACB Radio this morning. We'll get started here shortly. I just wanted to take a second to welcome everybody and thank everybody for coming. Again, I'm Erwin Haught, second vice president of ACB Ohio, and welcome once again, and welcome to everybody listening on ACB Radio Live event. And this morning, we're very glad to have with us Tracy Grimm from the State Library of Ohio. And she may mention this a little bit, that Ohio is really unique. Of course, we used to have a library here in Cincinnati, but we do have the Cleveland Library, Ohio Library for the Blind and Physically Disabled, and then we have the State Library, and they very much work together on distributing not only the talking books, but the machines, and also repairing machines, which is equally important. So I'd like to welcome Tracy Grimm.
Good morning. Thank you, Erwin. It was a very nice introduction. I'm glad to see all of your faces this morning. Thank you for coming and getting up so early. As Erwin said, my name is Tracy Grimm. I am head of the Talking Book Program at the State Library of Ohio, and I'm thrilled again to be here at ACBO to be able to talk about this program. And I'd like to thank Linda Wyman and Vicki Prayan for inviting me to speak with you today and to share in this breakfast. So I've learned over the years that you all ask a lot of questions, and I know it's early. So this time, we did this last year, but we're gonna repeat this again today. We're gonna play a trivia game at the end of my speech just to make sure I didn't put any of you back to sleep. And the trivia games we're gonna call, it's gonna be Name That Book. So get your thinking caps on. But before we do that, let me give you some updates about our program. As many as you know, any U.S. resident or citizen living abroad who is blind or in the United States who has low vision or cannot hold or turn pages of a book because of illness or disability may receive digital books, playback equipment, and braille materials by mail, free of charge from the National Library Service. Eligible readers with computers and internet service also have immediate access to thousands of titles online through BARD, which is better known as the Braille and Audio Reading Download Service. The State Library of Ohio works together with OLBPD Library to coordinate Ohio's Braille and Talking Book program. The State Library and OLBPD provide reading materials and playback equipment to nearly 15,000 residents of the state. In 2013, OLBPD circulated over 700,000 items to active readers. The collection now has more than 69,000 titles, including new playaway books and as well as described Blu-ray and DVD titles. I had a few questions yesterday about the described DVD titles, and I did check, and there's over 800 described DVDs that are available to be checked out. The State Library is the machine lending agent for the state. We circulated over 6,800 pieces of talking book equipment to patrons of this program. So now I'm going to give you a few updates. I'll give you updates about OLBPD, and then I will give you updates about the State Library. And these are just things that are available to you if you're interested. Probably the most interesting thing this year that's happened is the iBell currency reader. The National Library Service has partnered with the Bureau of Engraving and Printing, or BEP, in support of its U.S. currency reader program. This will provide currency reader devices free of charge to eligible individuals who are blind or visually impaired. This program is part of the U.S. government's Meaningful Access Initiative to assist individuals who experience difficulties identifying U.S. currency. The currency reader is being distributed as the iBill talking banknote identifier. That's the actual device that you will receive in the mail. A national rollout of the U.S. Currency Reader program is scheduled to begin in January 2015. A pilot initiative is currently underway, which will end December 31st, and this is so you can pre-order these iBill currency readers. So you can get your name on a list. If you're currently signed up for the Talking Book program, you just need to let us know. We will get you signed up for the iBill, and then they're supposed to be mailed out in January 2015. The currency readers will be mailed free matter for the blind when they become available. If you're not currently on the Talking Book program, you would need to submit an application through the BEP website. And then those will also be mailed in January 2015. So even if you're not a patron of the Talking Book program, you can still get one of these currency readers. So I want to make sure everybody knows that. OLBPD Reader's Handbook. They just recently updated this handbook. It offers patrons kind of an orientation to Talking Book services. The revised edition of the handbook includes more information about digital Talking Book services, using Bard to download books, and other recent changes to the program since the last revision. Reader handbooks were sent to all or are sent to all new readers and to patrons on request. So if you're interested in a new handbook, they're available in large print, audio, braille, and they're also electronically on the OLBPD website. And again, for everything that I'm talking about here today, all you have to do is make a phone call as well. You can call OLBPD. They have an 800 number. The State Library also has an 800 number to request any of these things that I'm speaking of today. OLB wanted me to talk to you about their book discussion. They host a monthly book discussion for readers. Patrons are with a card in an in. Patrons do not. They're trying to really push this to some of our younger readers. These are for patrons who are 18 years old and younger. Kids and teens, they can earn rewards as they read books and achieve new member levels. They have a simple goal, which is they want to make reading fun for you at any age, but especially now. So again, they're trying to make reading a goal for some of our younger members. Collection development. The National Library Service, their collection development section, this is kind of good news. They're expanding the collection through the incorporation of more commercially produced audiobooks. And what that means is that you're going to be able to get some of those titles faster. NLS, the National Library Service, they typically add about 2,000 new titles a year. They develop their collection around a small public library. Basically, that's because of funding. So when you think of collection and money, they try to incorporate everything in their collection that a small public library would. But now they hope with this new commercially produced audiobooks, they hope to add an additional 1,000 titles a year, which is really fantastic. The digital conversion, for many of you who might be still listening to cassette materials, who also have digital books as well, there's approximately 22,000 titles that are still on cassette only. The National Library Service is converting those titles as they can. They estimate they do about 5,000 a year. So if you do the math on that, 5,000 books a year, there's 22,000 titles left. The cassettes are going to be around for another 5 years is what they're telling us. So we will see if that happens. A lot of you who are avid readers want that material. So if the material is only available on the cassettes in Ohio, we are going to have the cassettes. Even if yours breaks, trust me, we have plenty. We can send you another one. Bard development, this was a great year for Bard. Bard, which is the Braille and Audio Reading Download Service, they continue to add titles and register users. All new titles in the collection are automatically added to the system for download, as are old analog books that have been converted to digital. And in March 2014, NLS invited network libraries to submit their locally produced books and magazines to the website as well. There are more than 60,000 patrons and 2,084 institutions that have registered for BARD. This is nationally, and 10,000 users who have registered 17,200 devices for BARD Mobile, which is the new app that was introduced this year. In the coming year, NLS plans to improve the BARD search function. This is particularly in regards to the BARD app that's available for iOS devices. And this would increase speed of downloads, adding a sleep timer, improve Braille functionality. So it just continues to grow and get better, and they continue to work to improve that app. And they're also still continuing to work on a BARD app for the Android devices. They're not quite there yet. They are hoping possibly by the end of this year, although it's end of October and we haven't heard anything, but you never know, it could happen. The Talking Book Topics in Braille book review, subscriber feedback actually was so high that they actually made some changes to the Talking Book Topics in Braille book review. Readers of NLS magazines have seen some big changes this year. Books are now listed alphabetically by subject, author last name and title, instead of by book number under fiction and nonfiction categories. And longer book descriptions have returned to Talking Book Topics. I'd like to talk about some equipment that's also available for the digital talking book players. There's two versions of the player. There's the standard and the advanced. The advanced player has 5 extra buttons that if you are downloading a lot of materials, it might be a great option for you to switch if you have a standard player. We're able to make that switch for you at the State Library. You just need to call us and let us know. We also have digital headphones that go along with the player. And everything that I speak of here, all of this equipment, everything, of course, is free. So you just need to let us know if you're interested. The digital headphones are nice. They're a little bit smaller than the old style headphones that probably have been around for about 30 years. So if you'd like some headphones, give us a call. We have little pillow speakers that work with the sleep timer on the machine. The sleep timer, you can use 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 45, and then a little pillow speaker. It's about the size of a hockey puck, I would say. Kind of, you can plug in and put it under your pillow. We have sticky feet replacement if your machine loses its feet on the bottom of the player. There's a breast switch adapter for the digital machine that's recently come available. The breast switch adapter will simply turn the machine on and off, but it is available. And cassette players. Yes, don't let me forget to talk about those. If anyone would like 2 cassette players, I say this all the time, no one ever takes me up on it, but we're willing to send you more than 1 cassette player if you are interested. Like I said, we are committed in Ohio to keeping the cassette players up and running through the end of the conversion time period for the National Library Service. We have a great repair group here in Ohio. It's actually out of Cincinnati. It's the GE Volunteers. They work close to the GE plant up around Reading-Lachlan area, and they service all of our machines for us here in Ohio. They also repair machines for 8 other states, so it's pretty awesome that Ohio, yes, and Cincinnati has this. I actually attended they had a luncheon last year where they completed their 10,000th machine repair, so that's quite an honor, and it's right here in Cincinnati. And these are all retired GE employees who volunteer their time to repair these machines, not just for the state, but like I said, for other 7 other states as well in Ohio. So it's a pretty big honor. I have a few machine tips and tricks. Recharging time should be about 2 to 2.5 hours. Anybody that was at my table yesterday, my machine died on me, so it was kind of a good experience for me. I had to go find an outlet and plug my machine in. The battery charge is supposed to be 29 plus hours. That's the most you're ever going to get on your machine, and that's not always going to be the case. Charging time will drop dramatically from one time to the next, especially if you're using your machine with your flash drive and you're playing a lot of books that you've downloaded. The most and best thing I can tell you is that if you are not happy with your battery on your machine, if it's below 12 hours, just call us and we will send you a new machine. No questions asked. We have the machines. We're happy to send them. So the most common complaint we have about this digital player is the battery. It makes me want to bang my head against the wall sometimes, because there's no rhyme or reason to the cycles in the battery, and the machine will just go dead. So we're happy to replace your machine at any time. Please remember that OLBPD and the State Library, we're here to help you and provide the best service possible. We're only a phone call away. We usually say, call the State Library if you have a machine problem, call OLBPD if you have a book problem, if you need to sign up for BARD, if you need a username and password, call OLBPD. But if you can't remember who to call, you can call either of us and we will help you. Any concerns that you might have about your books, machines, or service. So that's all of my updates that I have for you today. And now if you're ready to play trivia. That would be awesome. Okay. And I have flash drives for those who answer their questions correctly. All right, so we're gonna play Name That Book. All right, I am going to read you characters in a book. Okay, I'm going to read you characters. What's your name?
Chris.
Okay, characters in a book, and then you need to raise your hand. Don't call it out, and Chris will come around with a microphone to get the answer of the book. Charles Baker, Dill Harris, Arthur Boo Radley. I'll give you another one. Jeremy Atticus Jem Finch. Atticus Finch. Jean Louise Scout Finch.
Okay.
Most people have their hands up right now.
Okay, what is it?
To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee.
That is correct.
Awesome book. One of my favorite books.
Myrtle Wilson. Oh, we have a hand up already.
She's a former board member. She's not allowed to win.
I think it's Harry Potter.
No, that's not correct.
Oh. Where's the buzzer sound? Okay, hold on, Emily. I'm coming your way.
The Great Gatsby.
That is correct. The other characters are Tom Buchanan, Daisy Buchanan, Nick Carraway, and Jay Gatsby. Here we go. Sam and Eric, or Sam and Eric, Simon, Jack, Ralph. Oh, we have another hand up, but it's the same hand. I'll give the last one. The last one's a good, and Piggy.
I really hated this book. I mean, just horrible. It's Lord of the Flies by William Golding.
That is correct. Widow Douglas. Pap. Jim.
Huckleberry Finn by Mark Twain.
That's correct. The Adventures of Huck Finn. This one I think is an easy one, but Phoebe Caulfield, Jane Gallagher, Ackley, Holden Caulfield. Emily's going to get another flash drive.
I'm sorry.
You're fine.
The Catcher in the Rye?
That's correct. Mr. Charrington, O'Brien, Julia, No? This next one's going to give it away. Big Brother. Really? Oh, there we go.
1984.
That's correct. Clarice McClellan, Professor Faber, Captain Beatty, Mildred Montag, and Guy Montag.
Fahrenheit 451.
That's correct. Governor Bellingham, Reverend Arthur Dimmesdale, Roger Chillingworth.
The Scarlet Letter.
That is correct. Okay, we have four more. This one might be popular with some of the... Okay, we'll do Old Major, Squealer. I just wanted to say that word. Boxer, Snowball. Oh, I see Vicky. Napoleon is the last one.
And y'all know I don't need a mic. Animal Farm.
That's correct. Lady De Winter. I don't know if I'm going to say this right. Porthos.
Nolan has his hand up.
Mike, you couldn't have unmuted your mic and muted yourself. I can't.
Oh, he doesn't know which
one. I don't have a... It's a Rebecca. Daphne du Maurier, is that correct?
No.
No?
You have to get back your flash drive.
Aramis, Athos. Yes. Yes, of course you do. Okay, we have two more. Penelope, Calypso. Gosh, I can't say this. Vicky, come up here and say this. Odysseus.
The Odyssey by Homer?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
You better get that one.
Yeah.
Okay, last one. Last one. Which one should I do here? Smaug?
Oh, Lord.
Golem?
The Hobbit.
That's right. It's The Hobbit.
I'm sorry. That's one of my favorite books. I knew that one as soon as you said Smaug.
Well, that is all I have for you today. Thank you so much for allowing me to speak to you this morning.
And again, you've been listening to Tracy Grimm from the Ohio State Library in Columbus.
Okay, thanks very much, Tracy. And another round of applause, please. All right, thanks everybody for coming. We'll have the business meeting at 8:20.